Track impresses at multiple meets, powerlifting and weightlifting nationals are live, and Kiera Ferreter hits 3 home runs in a row against Mount Marty. Hello and welcome to Season 3, Episode 23 of Talkin' Dogs. I'm Kyle Brick here with Aaron Spivey. Aaron, how's it going? Back from Easter break.
It's going good, man. I mean, I'm walking now. I'm walking perfectly good now.
Out of the knee brace?
Out of the knee brace. Got that scar on me, but looking good, man.
There we go. Got some freedom now. No more hobbling around on your crutches, so it can
no more scooter. Again. No more scooter. No more scooter. Go. It's gone. It served its purpose. But we're getting sidetracked. We got to talk about what's going on during Easter break after break.
Yeah. So one of the reasons we didn't have Easter break was because we recorded these on Fridays and we didn't have class. But also, there was pretty much nothing happening over Easter break. There was one baseball game, and that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's literally it.
That would have been the most shortest episode probably.
And yeah, the result was not good either. So it would have been a very short episode.
Absolutely, but we got some good stuff today, don't we?
But we got a lot of good stuff today. Don't worry about that. So why don't we start off with the live event?
Yeah.
Or the live events. We have powerlifting and weightlifting nationals going on right now, and we already have some incredible results. And so just for those of you who don't really know the difference between powerlifting and weightlifting, because, you know, they seem to be interchangeable words, you know, in powerlifting, you're lifting weights, so, you know, and weightlifting, people seem to have a lot of power.
Yeah.
But the difference is in the lifts that they do. So in powerlifting, they do the big three lifts. They do the bench, squat, and deadlift.
Okay.
So pretty simple stuff. In weightlifting, it's a bit different. They do the snatch and the clean and jerk. So the snatch is where you start from the bars on the ground, and then in one fluid motion, you take it from the ground to above your head.
Ooh.
So it's a very technical lift, very difficult lift. I'm not good at it at all. I've only done it once, and I suck at it.
It's been like 4 years or 4 to 5 years since I've done mine, and I tell you, it's not worth it. I give them respect for doing that because that's very scary.
It takes a lot of strength and a lot of stability and skill and everything. And then the second lift that they do is the clean and jerk, which is just bar on the ground. You kind of deadlift it, and then you lift it up to like your chest.
Yep.
And then you press above your head. So clean and jerk is the second one. And we had Caden Mima yesterday became a national champion in the 60 kilogram weight category. So just for those of you at home who use freedom units or pounds, 60 kilograms is equivalent to 132 pounds.
Goodness.
Okay? So his body weight, 132. His snatch, so picking up weight straight from the ground to over his head at 132 pounds, he did that with 235.9 pounds.
Goodness.
That's over two plates.
That's definitely over and above his body weight too.
From the ground to above his head, and then clean and jerk at 130 pounds, he did 302.
That's almost double. Isn't that like close to double his body weight maybe?
That's over double.
Oh my goodness.
That's like 2.4.
Oh man.
2.4x. And his score, so the way they score it is Q points. That's just, I guess, the calculations they use to figure out who wins. And so Caden had 389.991 points.
Jeez.
Second place had 320. Third place, 319. So Caden had 70 more points than second place.
My goodness.
Yeah.
My goodness.
So I'm going to do some quick math real quick.
Quick math.
He had 18% more than the next guy.
Goodness, man.
Yeah. So that's kind of crazy.
It is.
So congrats to Caden.
Absolutely. Congratulations.
Getting that national championship. We do not have any national champions yet on the powerlifting side, but we do have some All-Americans to talk about. So first off, we have Taylor Headke, who ended up getting second place in hers. We had Wyatt Hosick get third place in his. And then we had also Katie Wilson get sixth and Dax Davis get fourth in his. So Taylor, she competed in the 60 kilogram raw collegiate division. There's two different divisions in powerlifting, raw and equipped. So equipped is you can use like a bench vest and special like sleeves and everything.
Right, I gotcha.
Raw, the only thing you're allowed to do, I believe, is use a belt and then some kinds of compression sleeves. So I think you can have like calf sleeves and maybe some knee sleeves, but no fancy vest or anything. You just get a belt. That's pretty much it. No straps as well for the different things.
They use hand and chalk on that one only.
Exactly. So Taylor, you know, never polite to ask a woman her weight, but
good man.
In powerlifting, there are weight classes. So we will talk about her weight just to show how impressive these lifts are.
Yes.
So she weighs just about the same as Caden. She weighs 130 pounds. And so she does the bench squat deadlift. Her squat was 175 kilos. Which is 385 pounds.
Okay.
Her bench was 92.5 kilos, which is equivalent to 204 pounds. And then her deadlift was 170 kilograms, which is 374 pounds.
Right on, man.
So she appears to be quite strong. I think that's
she safe. Appears?
I think that's safe to say, wouldn't you?
Bro,
that she's quite strong.
She appears. I think she just in general is strong.
Yes, definitely. Definitely she is. And then we had Dax Davis, like I mentioned, getting fourth. He's in the 56 kilogram raw category. So 56 kilograms is equivalent to 123 pounds. His weight totals were 187.5 in the squat, which is 413 pounds. He had a bench of 110 kilograms. Which is equivalent to 242 pounds. And then in the deadlift, he ended up getting 180 kilograms, which is equivalent to 396 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just wow.
So an incredible performance from him as well, getting fourth place in his weight class. We also had Wyatt Hosek in the, I believe he's the 52 kilogram raw. Wyatt Hosek, he's in the 60-kilogram raw collegiate category. And like I said, he got third place in that. So, and he had totals of 190 in the squat, which is 418 pounds.
Wow.
I actually talked to him this morning. He said he had a really bad day on squat. He was hoping to get 210, which would have been 460. I know he's gotten close to that before. So it was a rough day for him on the squat. Still got, you know, 420 pounds. On the bench, he was 120 kilos, which is 265. And then on the deadlift, he had a good day. 225 kilos is 496 pounds.
Goodness gracious.
Almost a 500-pound pull. He was just – so they do – for weightlifting, they just do the total. They add up all the different weights, and then whoever has the most wins. So – Wyatt had 535 total kilograms. Second place was 532.5, so Wyatt did just enough to beat him out.
Right.
Second place was up at 562.5, so almost 30 above him. And then first place was 582.5 kilograms. So that guy did pretty well.
Oh,
his bench actually looks kind of crazy. So again, this guy weighs 130 pounds. And he benched 142 kilos, which is 313. 130-pound dude benched three plates.
Is that – I don't even think – I mean, that's possible, but, like, good godly.
But that's a lot of weight.
Yeah, it – most heavily, man. I'm pretty sure I'll have stroke. I'm pretty – my max is, like, 195. I can't hit 22, 25 yet.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. You are not a powerlifter like these guys.
Respect them. We respect it. We respect it.
Crazy strong. And we still got some more athletes coming up in the next few days. It'll conclude on Sunday, April 12th. So look forward to seeing what they can all do. Already some promising results from both the powerlifting and the weightlifting national meets. But as we await further results, we will move on and talk about some track and field action.
That's right. They're back now.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us about which meets have happened so far?
So far, the track and field had two meets. There was one meet at the Central Nebraska Challenge at Kearney, and we only had one person that hit the auto standard for it, Johnny the Jet.
There we go.
Johnny the Jet, who was now athlete of the week during the time during Easter break as well, too, or during the break as well. Then we had another meet, the Concordia invite.
And you were on aux for the Concordia invite.
I was the announcer for that one. I had some good time with it, and I kind of messed up some people's names, so I apologize in advance for that one. It was out of the blue. I just got up there. They just gave me the schedule and the names, and I tried my best with it. I had to use Google Translator to pronounce people's names, and it was funny, but it was good.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a lot of winners, though, because there was not a lot of people on the track, though. There was not a lot of people on the track. Some people scratched their events because, you know, get ready for another meet.
Well, and the meet got moved, right? It was initially supposed to be the Friday of spring break, or of Easter break, sorry. But then it got moved to Monday, which was the 6th. Yes. So it got moved from the 3rd to the 6th due to some rain and really cold weather and wind coming in. So Monday was definitely a better day for it. Easter Sunday would have been the best day for it. But
it was, but that was the Lord's day.
Yes, that is. He was risen. So.
He was risen indeed.
So good thing to have it on the 6th. Unfortunately, probably not able to get a ton of fans out to that one. Just thinking student body-wise, lots of people are back home for Easter. But like you mentioned, a lot of good results.
Oh, most definitely. We have a lot of winners here in this. We have a lot of winners, and we got some national qualifiers for sure. But before I get into that, we're going to start with the winners of the champions of these events. Starting off, both men and women 4x1 won their races because they were basically only on the ones on the track.
I think the 4x1, we had two teams in it for the women.
Yeah, and there was A versus B. It was A versus B, A1. The women's A ran a 47:17. The men's were just on the track only. They ran a 43:03. Then you had the women's 4x4. They were only on the team on the track. They ran a 4:02.41. Then we start with the 10,000 meter. Von Hendrickson gets the win by running a 31:41.85 in that 10,000 meter run. Then we had a race walk again, the last event for it. Johnny the Jet does it again. He does a race walk of 22:52.13. Then we have Emma Kirkra, who basically does javelin. She threw 123 feet and 8 inches in javelin.
Okay.
Then Addison McCarter, basically the road to 40 feet. She's 4 inches away of hitting 40 feet. She jumped 39 feet 6.5 inches at that meet, being the winner for that one. Then we had Kiki Nangok, who jumped in the long jump with 18 feet 2.5 inches. Trey Robertson does the men's steeplechase with the run of 9:42.90. And Adriana Rodanzo winning two events, winning the 100 meter hurdles, 13:48. And then she does the 400 meter hurdles with 1:01.76. Then we had Kayla Savoda do with pole vaulting 11 feet 9 inches. And then Ransom Watt, the only runner in the 5,000 meter run, with a run of 16:04.48. This dude ran by himself. I'm talking about no one else was on the track. That's how, you gotta give men props on that part
there. Yeah, we were just talking before we started recording about that. That must be a brutal race to do a 5K on the track by yourself.
He had Mason Hodges to do the tempo run first to start the lap because he was the only one. They basically allowed that one because
they let him be in a pacer
A little bit. But then he did himself. I was helping with the music. People wanted me to play music for him, and I did. It was fun. I was happy for him because he did it by himself.
Yeah, yeah. Some more things. Rodenzel, her 100 meter hurdles time, like you said, it was a 13:61 in the finals, but she ran a 13:48 in the prelims and set a stadium record. So that was pretty cool. And then she also got the A standard for nationals in both the 100 and 400 meter hurdle events.
She got the B standard for the 400 meter hurdle.
It was B in the 400. Okay. But now, then A in the 100.
Which brings me to, obviously, the national qualifiers, which I appreciate for that, Kai.
No, I
appreciate it, Kai, because that's a good thing right there, because that's the way because we were getting a little bit sidetracked on that.
And so, thank you for the fact check.
Yeah, no problem. You did fact check on me, though, so it's fine. So now we're going to the national qualifiers. We have 4 A standards and 4 B standards. Starting off with the A standard, Jack Hegerberger with the 5,000-meter race walk, 23:05.7. Okay. For it.
And then, he came in right behind Johnny in that one.
We already talked about how Johnny won the race walk. His time that we said, 22:52.13, A standard.
And Jack's not too far off those times Johnny was running, walking, putting up those times. He seems to be following a pretty similar path right now.
Absolutely. Then Addison McCarter, triple jump, 39 feet, 6 inches, 6.5 inches. Adriana, the 100-meter hurdles. Nathan Baldwin hits the B standard by throwing in the hammer throw, 184 feet, 8 inches. Luke Hamming hits the B standard by race walking, 24, 21, 34. Addy Reimer hits the B standard with the high jump of 5 feet, 5 and 3/4 inches. And then we talked about Adriana Rodenzo, who basically got the B standard for the 400-meter hurdles. And not only did she do that, she is athlete of the week too, along with Johnny Durkin for like different types of weeks though. So we got some Concordia people of the start of the track season for outdoor season to be athlete of the week. And I feel like we're going to get more of that in counting so far in the future.
Absolutely, 100%. And then just to shout out some of those runners up, we had Addison McCarter also competed well in the women's 200, got second place in that. We had Lucas Corwin get second place in the 800. We had, I think you mentioned, Andrew with Ashenbeck in the 5K.
Yep.
Harper Bocci got second place in the women's hammer throw and the shot put. And then Addy Reimer, you mentioned she got that B standard in the high jump. She also got second place in the event. And then that women's 4x1, the B, got second place.
It's a lot of stuff. Yep. So now the next meet coming up this Saturday, they're going to be heading to Hastings for the Hastings Bronco invite going forward.
All right. That's awesome. And then moving on from track and field, as that outdoor season is heating up, we also have softball with some pretty big performances recently.
Talk about that girl that hit a home run, 3 home runs, right?
3 home runs in a row. Kind of crazy.
I believe it.
Yeah. So it was in a series versus Mount Marty. So always good to get some wins over those GPAC opponents.
Most definitely.
They also had 2 games against Hastings on April 6th. So we'll talk about those right after this one. But the Bulldogs ended up losing the first game 3-6.
Mm.
So it was pretty close up until the 5th inning when Mount Marty started to pull away a little bit. On the mound, we had Kaylee Dennison pitching 4.1 innings, gave up 8 hits, 4 runs. Lily Elsasser came in for 1 inning, gave up 2 hits and 2 runs. And then Brooke Moore closed out the game with the last 2 outs, allowed just 1 hit, no runs. There was only 1 strikeout in the game from our pitching staff. It was Lily Elsasser getting that one. Offensively, not a ton of production in this game. We had 9 hits, which isn't bad by any means. The issue was we left 11 runners on base.
That's a lot, dude.
Yeah. So hitting wise, we had Mary Beth Hart get 3 hits and 4 at-bats. We had Toby Topp with 2 hits. RBI wise, we had Kiera Ferriter with 1. We had Lacey Joseph with 1. We got walked 3 times, but not a great offensive day. But that quickly changed in the second game of the series. So we win the second game 13-3 off the bat of Kiera Ferriter. She had 3 at-bats, 3 hits, 3 home runs, 8 RBIs.
So we had a hat trick in a baseball and a softball.
Literally
game.
A hat trick. And the last one was a grand slam.
No.
She got, and I think all 3 of them were also on 2 outs. Wow. Like all 3 of her home runs, I believe she was at, the team was at 2 outs.
And they needed a big one, and big time players come with big time plays.
Yes, absolutely. So this one they only left 3 runners on base. As a team, achieved 14 hits, 12 RBIs, you know, the 13 runs. Also on the hitting side, we had the only home runs came from Karen. She got 3 of them. And then Taryn Ganstrom, Aubriana Kreiser, and Lacey Joseph all contributed with doubles. And then Taryn Ganstrom got 2 RBIs. Grace McGuire and Lacey Joseph had RBIs as well.
Okay.
Looking at the pitching, we had Kirsten Lynn pitch all 5 innings because this one ended early because we were up by so much. So it ended a little bit early. We had Kirsten Lynn with the entire pitching day, 5 innings, allowed just 5 hits, 3 earned runs, and she had 1 walk. The Mount Marty Lancers, they cycled through 3 different pitchers. Their first one did not record an out before getting pulled. The second one gave up 9 hits in 2.2 innings. And then the last one gave up 3 hits in the last 2.1 innings. So most of the production came early on. We had 3 runs come in the first inning, 4 in the second, 5 in the third, which is when that grand slam happened. And then we had 1 run in the fifth to bring us up to 13 and have a resounding victory.
That is a really resounding victory indeed.
I would not be surprised if Kiara ends up being like a national athlete of the week, because I don't know what more he can really do. Three home runs, including a grand slam.
Yes. I mean, I think
you really can't do much more than that.
That's up to them. That's up to the people up there to decide. We can't say anything. We're just justifying them. Mm-hmm. That's just us.
Absolutely. But then there were also 2 games against Hastings on April 6th. We ended up winning both of those. A 2-0 victory in the first one. We had some solid pitching, but also some very solid fielding in this one. Mm. Kaylee Dennison was back on the mound, 7 innings pitched, 6 hits were given up, but no runs. So they were getting some hits, getting on base, but our defense was locking it down, not letting any extra base running happen. Kaylee walked 5, but struck out 7 for a good win that brings her record for the season up to 8-7. Offensively, we had Grace Zaug with both of the RBIs. We also had Avery O'Boyle get a double, and Grace's, her RBIs came off of a home run.
Right.
So home run got the win. We left 7 on base in this one. Hastings left 10 on. So I guess we were a bit fortunate that they didn't hit a little more clutch, but also defensively, of course, that makes an impact. The second game was an 8-3 win. Pitching-wise, Kirsten Lynn pitched the first 3. Gave up 5 hits, 3 runs, and then Lily L. Sasser came in, got the win, 4 innings pitched, just 1 hit given up. Kirsten got 3 strikeouts, Lily got 1. Offensively, another good day. Mary Beth Hart got 2 doubles. Kier Ferder, Aubriana Kreiser, and Grace McGuire also contributed with doubles. And then Taryn Ganstrom with a triple, and then Toby Topp got a home run. Taryn got 2 RBIs, Toby got 1, and then Grace McGuire with 3.
That's a lot.
A lot. We only left 4 runners on base in this one, so we were very efficient with our hitting, got hits at the right time. Went up early 4-0 in the first inning and just never gave it up. Runs scored in the 3rd, 4th, and 5th inning. We did not need to play the bottom of the 7th just because we were up already. And yeah, so a very solid week for softball, going 3-1. Their record now for the season is up to 16-13 overall, 5-5 in the GPAC.
Now, where are they standing in the GPAC?
And we're sitting just about the middle, you know, as our record would suggest.
Fair enough.
Looking above us right now, we have a couple different teams. We've got Dakota Wesleyan leading the conference. We got Dort, Midland, Morningside, and Northwestern, and then we're sitting right in at 6th place. Right below us, we've got Doan, Mount Marty, Hastings, St. Mary, Briarcliff, and Waldorf. So we played 2 teams that are to the lower end of the standings. You know, there's 12 teams. Hastings is the 9th team. Mount Marty is the 8th. We are the 6th. So, like I said, right about in the middle there with a lot of games left to play. There's a pretty big gap between where we are and 5th place. So there's like Dakota Wesleyan 11-1, Dort 10-2, Midland 8-2, Morningside 8-2, Northwestern 8-4, and then we're sitting at 5-5.
Okay.
So some teams have a few more games played than us, but there's a bit of a gap that we'll look to, you know, close in on as the season continues. We've got some tough games coming up. We got Northwestern and Midland, who I said they're both ahead of us in the standings, but then Waldorf and Dort, Doan and St. Mary. So looking to get wins against all of those, of course. The toughest opponents are likely going to be Dort and Midland, but you never know. We seem to be heating up on the offensive side just at the right time, so looking forward to seeing what they can do going forward.
Yep.
But moving on from softball to the other sport with the bat and the ball, we've got baseball.
Baseball, indeed.
And they have had 5 games since we last had an episode. They went 3-2. In that time.
That's not bad.
Yeah, with a loss against Kansas Wesleyan, but then wins over Dort. We had 3 wins over Dort and just 1 loss, and that loss was a really tight one. So, to start off, Kansas Wesleyan, that was the 1 game that occurred over Easter break. We actually took the lead 1-0 in the second inning, but then They had four unanswered runs to run away with this one. Their record is 27-6, so they've been really solid.
Yep.
All year long. On the hitting side, we had a double from Carson Burnett and then a solo home run from Bronx Lewis got us, you know, our one run of the game. Cycled through a lot of pitchers in this one. We had Sam Bespiansi. He pitched 3.1 innings, gave up four hits, one run. Brody Smear was in for 1.2, gave up two runs. Warren Rose was in for 0.2 innings, gave up two hits but no runs. Alex Grease was in 1.1 innings, gave up one hit, zero runs. And then DJ Anderson was in for the last inning, gave up one hit and one run. So not like a horrible day from the pitching staff.
No,
by any means. Gave up four runs, not ideal, but certainly not the worst thing in the world. Just a rough day offensively, left seven guys on the base, but so did Kansas Wesleyan. They just hit a little bit better than us in this one.
Yeah.
But then moving on to the Dort series, won the first game 6-3, the second game 3-1, lost the third one 4-3, and then had a shootout in the last one 15-9 to get the win. But so a lot of good offensive production and some good pitching as well. In the first game of the series, Alex Johnson pitched 4.2 innings, gave up two hits, three runs. Alex Johnson is up to second on the all-time strikeout list for Concordia. So hopefully he can break that record soon enough. He recorded seven strikeouts in that game, so that certainly helps him up towards that total. Brody Smear and Trent Schlimm also came in. Alex Johnson gets the credit for the win. Trent Schlimm gets the save. Offensively, we had a double from Jake Watson. That was the only thing above a single that we got. But Jake Watson got three RBIs. Luke Wilson, Alex Draper, and Jimmy Bloomberg also contributed with one apiece. Then moving on to the second game, that 3-1 win. So kind of a pitcher's duel in this one. We've seen a few of those this season. Caden Bugarski getting the win in an incredible performance. He gets his fourth win of the season. He pitched 5.2 innings, gave up just five hits and one run, walked run runner, struck out nine.
Nine.
And then Trent Schlimm once again in for the save. We had Warren Rose in there as well for a little bit, recorded one strikeout. Dort, their pitching staff also had a pretty solid game.
Okay.
Gave up just four hits all game. We actually gave up more hits than them. And then we walked a few more, but were able to get the hits when they mattered a little bit better than Dort was. The third game was the one that we lost. Again, a bit of a low-scoring one. We had Sam Bespiansi in there for five innings, gave up four hits and one run. DJ Anderson gave up two runs, and then Trent Schlimm got his first loss of the season by giving up one run in his 0.2 innings pitched. Sam got five strikeouts and Trent got two, but just was not quite enough. Offensively, again, some of those usual suspects for us. We had Alex Draper with a double, and we had a home run from Bronx Lewis. And then we had Luke Wilson and Jake Tyler also with RBIs. And then moving into that big win, that 15-9 win.
Big win.
We had not a great day from either pitching staff, for being honest. But on our side, we had Devin Gonner with 1.2 innings pitched, gave up three hits, two runs. Ernie Schneider gave up four hits, two runs. But he ends up getting the win because we took the lead while he was in the game.
Okay.
Flynn McGahan, he pitched 1.2 innings, gave up four runs, four hits. Alex Grease gave up one hit, one run, and then Dayton Schmidt pitched one inning, gave up no hits, no runs, no walks, struck out one to seal the victory. The offensive side is a pretty stacked list. We had Bronx Lewis and Luke Wilson each recording home runs. Carson Burnett and Jimmy Bloomberg and Jake Tyler had doubles, with Jimmy getting two of them. And then on the RBI side, we had Jaden Jordahl with two, Bronx Lewis with two, Jake Watson with one, Luke Wilson with three, Jimmy Bloomberg with three, and Jake Tyler with one.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot. Good job, buddy.
Dort fell victim to leaving a lot on base. It's funny. So we won the game 15-9.
Okay.
Dort left 15 batters on base. We left nine. So 15-9 both ways.
Yeah.
But we got the correct 15-9.
In a good way. Okay, I like it.
Yep, for sure. So, baseball, they are playing next, actually playing today here in about an hour and a half, against Midland University. They'll have a doubleheader today against Midland and then at Plum Creek Park. And then they're going to have a doubleheader tomorrow against Northwestern in Lincoln. So they're going to be playing at Sherman Field, which is one of our home stadiums, and it's going to be our senior day. So if you can make it out to Lincoln for that one, that would be awesome to support those baseball seniors as they get honored and look to get some big wins. Right now, sitting third in the GPAC, Northwestern, who we have coming up, is sitting fifth, and then Midland is sitting in seventh place.
And where are we staying at?
We're in third with a 12-4 record. Doan is in second with a 13-3 record, and then Morningside is 14-2.
Goodness.
So very tight up at the top. There's a decent gap. So we're at 12-4. Briarcliff is fourth with a 10-6 record. Right now, Waldorf is at the bottom with Dakota Wesleyan, Dort, Mount Marty, and Midland. But yeah, pretty solid so far from them. Like I mentioned, their GPAC record's 12-4. Overall's 24-13.
That's a good record.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a great record.
I don't believe there's any. Yeah, the Kansas Wesleyan was the last non GPAC game we have before nationals, obviously.
Yeah,
where we're gonna be, but that's all we have for baseball on this episode. We've got tennis though. A little bit of tennis action happened this week. One game from each team. Both got wins against Midland. Big win from the men's team. Ended up winning this one 7-0.
A sweep?
A sweep. Swept everything. We swept the doubles as well. Danny Caballeros and Leo Lopez won their match. Nick Velders and Hugo Fuentes won theirs. Onion Gadget and Ben Chisholm won theirs as well. The one with Danny and Leo was 7-5, which means they went an extra set. But
yeah,
Leo told me they were up 5-1 at one point and then just could not seal out the last point, but ended up getting the win eventually.
Gotcha. I mean,
and then, and then in the singles, we had Hugo Fuentes, Nick Velders, Danny Caballeros, Leo Lopez, Ben Chisholm, and Onion Gadget getting all the wins in those. Only one game needed three sets, and that was the one with Danny. He won his 7-6, lost 5-7, and then ended up winning the last one 6-3 for the clean sweep. Then the women, a bit of a closer affair, but still got the win 4-3.
Ooh, that was a really close one.
Yeah, Midland took the doubles point.
Okay.
2-1, with our win coming from Alana Lopez and Shakira Derman, and then solo's wins coming from Mariana Milano, Shakira Derman, Alana Lopez, and Nina Milic to bring us up to 4 points. The Bulldog tennis teams are playing next against Mount Marty on April 12th. The women play on April 11th against Northwestern, and then both teams will be in Yankton, South Dakota to play against Mount Marty. So looking forward to see what they can do in that one.
Okay, this is a lot of stuff, but I like this.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of wins, a lot of dubs.
Yeah, am I missing anything? I think we got pretty much everything covered. We'll have some golf action for next week, but
golf action. Anything happened in Concordia that's not sport related?
I mean, it's been rainy.
It's been rainy. I mean, you have a lot of things going on here, but it's been fun. It's been a chill, relaxing week.
Yeah, for sure. And then we've got 3 weeks till finals.
Don't remind me of that one, man. You're making me feel old because I'm getting closer to graduating.
Oh my gosh, yeah. You got 3 weeks left of college.
But don't. Weeks. Yeah, yeah.
Real world for you coming up.
Hey, I'm always ready for the real world. The real world ain't ready for me though. I'm just saying, in my opinion, they ain't ready for me though.
We'll see about that.
Hey, my energy, my anime nerdness, and my other things, I got it.
You got it. Gonna be a successful guy. But that means we only have about 3 or 4 episodes left together.
We'll make it worth it.
We will make it worth it. And did we mention our awards, right?
No, we didn't.
We haven't had an episode since then.
We didn't.
At the Northern Plains Collegiate Media Association Conference, the Talking Dogs podcast won 2 different awards.
Yes.
So the podcast with myself and Aaron, we got 3rd place for Best Podcast Award. And that was based off of our first semester that we were doing it together. So 2025 fall semester.
Yep.
But then we also submitted an entry for the spring of 2025. And if you all remember, that was back when it was Cohen and I doing the podcast. Cohen Carpenter, he graduated last spring, but we had the podcast together for a year or two. And we got the award for second best podcast.
So second and third, not bad.
And then the year before, we got the award for first best. So we have now the full trio of awards. We have first, second, and third for the Talking Dogs podcast. And so triple award winning.
And we got to mention, obviously, the other individuals. I mean, you won, Kai, won a first place award.
I did for Sports Story.
Yes.
For my coverage of the Cattle Classic and the food bank and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. It was a good award ceremony. I mean, the panel that we did was great, and yes, it was a fun time.
I think the best award, though, goes to Nora for sure. She got first place for some news coverage. She covered the Naked Man Run.
I participate in that.
Which is when the first snow of every school year at Concordia, bunch of dudes and a couple of girls.
Yeah, usually
there's usually not. It's mostly just dudes.
Mostly dudes.
Go to the lounge of one of the dorms.
Dorcas Lounge. I'll take over on this one.
Yeah, you got it.
They go to the Dorcas Lounge, and we all meet together, and we basically are in our boxers, and we run to the Naked Man statue, and we do like maybe 5-6 laps, and then 10 snow angels, and run back in the cold weather. I'm talking about like you see your feet, you see your breath. It's very cold, windy. You might slip, you might fall. When you're doing a Naked Man Run, always wear socks because you will get blisters on your feet and cuts with it because it's that cold.
That is some good advice for future Naked Man runners. But congratulations to Nora on getting first place for her coverage of that. But with that being said, I believe it is time to wrap this one up as we've covered a lot of stuff today.
We have.
Still got powerlifting and weightlifting happening as we speak. We'll give some more updates on our next episode. But for now, thank you so much for listening. Be sure to listen, as always, on the CUNE Sower website. Go/podcast to find the podcast. And give us a follow and a like and listen on Spotify as well. But for now, from Kyle Brick, Aaron Spivey, and everyone else at the CUNE Sower newspaper, have a good day and go Dogs!